I'm telling you, God is amazing. You know, I do these videos that show the evil in the world so that we know how we are being lied to, how we know how we are being enslaved and prisoners held by the people who are truly evil, who do not want our good. They don't love us. They don't care about us. And I too was duped. I believed that the government loved me and took care of me and that, you know, hey, if we voted for that person, their promises that they kept on the, you know, campaign trail would actually come to fruition. I also believed that institutions, you know, like universities and schools were for our good, that they were teaching us the right things. Think about corporations, Hollywood, sports, prominent celebrities, you know, I mean, the news, doctors and big pharma. Okay, before I get into this, let's just say this. Not everyone in these areas are evil, but there are a lot at the top of these areas who are very evil, extremely greedy. And when you kick out the Holy Spirit and you bring in Satan and his demons, number one, it's the unforgivable sin. And number two, you cannot get enough. Let's think about it. Let's look at some of these people who have so much money that it is ridiculous, but they just can't get enough. This is why when we do evil, when we commit mortal sin, or when we turn ourselves towards alcohol or drugs or pornography or toward the evil things in our life that change us as these beautiful human beings that God created us to be, we need more and more and more and more and more. We are never satisfied. We never have that feeling of love and complete acceptance than when we are totally sober, walking the walk, that little narrow path that is opposite of what this culture tells us, because we know that the ruler of the world, according to the Bible, is Satan until Jesus's second coming. So today in the readings, Isaiah 49, verse 8 through 15, I'm just going to read two verses. Saying to the prisoners, come out. That's you and me, by the way. To all those in darkness, show yourselves. Let me repeat this, because we are prisoners. We have been enslaved. And I'll explain. Saying to the prisoners, come out. To those in darkness, show yourselves. Let's talk about darkness for a second. Do you know that at 3 a.m. in the morning, that is when Satan and his witches and his demonic team here on earth do their evil? That's when they're casting spells on us innocent people, especially us who believe in Jesus Christ. If you live in America, you know that if you are a Christian person, you are now labeled a Christian nationalist, which I don't think is a bad thing. If you look at two of those words and you mush them together, I am for God and country. Okay, fine. Call me Christian nationalist, right-wing extremist. I mean, it's all about people who love God. Why would they attack us? Well, I love the flag. I have a flag hanging out on my door. I love this country for what it represents, not for what it is right now. But in the darkness is where all this evil happens, because they don't want to be found out. They do it behind the scenes. So you and I are duped. Think about sometimes when you wake up in the morning. I don't know, 1, 2, 3, 4. Many of you have problems sleeping, and your mind starts going into these dark places. The situations in your life seem dire. I've had this where I've sat and I'm like, oh gosh, and you just have this pit in your stomach and you just keep thinking about this thing over and over and over again. But then when you fall back asleep and you get up and it is light out, that situation in your life is not nearly as dark and dire as when you were sitting in bed in the dark. Tell me you don't hear what I'm saying here. Of course, you can't tell me. But think about it. Really think about what happens when you do have those thoughts running through your mind in the middle of the night, quote unquote, morning. It's always the darkest before the dawn. But don't fear the evening. When you start going into those states of fear and despair and anxiety and worry and all this kind of stuff, call on Mary and Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ, I bind the spirit of despair and anxiety and fear and worry. Say it out loud. Have a blessed rosary right next to your bed. Clench it. Put it under your pillow. You can be protected from those attacks at night. I just have to say this. I am sleeping like a baby ever since the second Sunday. Actually, ever since Ash Wednesday, which was when I stopped drinking, stopped smoking, and I used to think that I needed smoke at night to help me sleep. A lot of people do that because they want to sleep, but you're not really sleeping. You're not even really getting into the REM sleep, which is where your body repairs itself. I'm going to bed at 9:30. This is later than I used to go to bed when I was drinking and smoking. I have a 8 o'clock and 8 o'clock, sorry, that's the appropriate English, with an N, and 8 o'clock prayer group. It's live. I pray until about 9:15, 9:30, and I am so peaceful and calm, and my soul is like, yes, ready for bed, because we do nighttime prayers right before we go to bed. We ask the Lord to protect us, to give us good rest and good sleep, to heal and repair our bodies, which is the most important thing. That's why many of us wake up and we're just as tired as when we went to bed, because we never got into that REM sleep. And then on top of that, I'm waking up. If I have to go to the bathroom, I'll go to the bathroom. I lay right back down and boom, I am out. This morning I woke up at 4:30. I was so excited. I just started praying. Normally I would say, I'm going to go back to bed and sleep for this extra 30 minutes, which I don't know, sometimes can actually make you more tired. But I decided I am going to have my heroic minute where I pray the Angelus, where I kiss the crucifix, and I give Jesus my day, Jesus and Mary. The heroic minute when you wake up. Do you do that? Because it's really cool when you do. I just started it because I heard it on this prayer thing that I'm that I'm a part of. And it's awesome. It's beautiful. Okay, so let's talk about saying to the prisoners, come out. Thank you, God, for taking the scales off of my eyes and making me see the truth about what's going on in the world in which we live today. Let's think about, I don't know, the government. They never do what the people want. It's all about money and their allegiance to the deep state. A lot of them are actually blackmailed, and they have to do what the deep state wants them to do. So you look at the government and this whole climate change hoax. Do you really think God would pollute the earth with what he made for us to use for energy? Do you really think that? Do you really think that we would have a scarcity of these, I don't know, minerals and products that help us live, like gasoline and coal and all that kind of stuff? Or are these studies totally skewed so that they can make more money by penalizing companies and countries and institutions and organizations who do not follow their Green New Deal? Look at all the stuff that's happening with the electronic vehicles that they are pushing and trying to mandate. Let's think about this for a second. Okay, what about the institutions like universities who forced masks and a vaccine mandate? Like, you cannot come back here unless you take the bioweapon jab, because I truly believe It was to hurt us. Look at how many people are getting sick and dying. And I wonder, did my own husband, was he shedded on? What is shedding? Look it up. By the way, if you are looking up stuff in Google, don't. Go to Brave. I know that DuckDuckGo is not that good either anymore. It's so hard to find information. And if you do go on Google, go to like the 50th page because that's where you're going to find the truth. Same with all your chat GPTs and all this artificial intelligence stuff out there. But, so what is shedding? My husband was in an office for probably 12, 13 hours a day. He was wearing a mask. The company said, okay, anybody who gets a vaccine can take off your mask. So a ton of people went, stuck their arm out, got the bioweapon, and then a couple of weeks later, everyone was still getting sick. So they said, okay, everybody put your masks on again, even if you are vaxxed. And people were ticked off, but my husband never got the vaccine, kept the mask on, but we know the mask doesn't work. So there's such a thing as shedding. When we get vaccines, even when we sweat, when we're sick, we evaporate stuff out of our mouths, out of our skin, and you can be shedded on. I wonder, my husband had a coronary blood clot out of the blue with only having a 10 milligram blood pressure medicine, which was just a water pill. It wasn't even a real blood pressure med. I wonder, he's stuck in this office with all of these people who have gotten vaccinated, and he is in a closed space with them. But I don't know how I could ever prove it. Let's look at the companies and the corporations. Oh, wait, I forgot about the schools. Sorry. So you couldn't go back to the schools because of the mandates, but also the schools teaching this wicked ideology. Trans and gay and all this kind of stuff that's in the kids' schools. They're reading books to them. Let's look at Disney and all of these other Netflix organizations that are doing cartoons to groom your children. They can't have kids. So they're looking for yours and your grandchildren. And a lot of people are waking up to this. Why? Because saying to the prisoners, come out. It's our duty to share this information. And guess what? We were never taught to be independent thinkers. We were taught to be good workers. Go get a job at a corporation, get your 3% increase, and never be an independent thinker. Go with the sheep, do what we tell you because we are the ones that know everything, right? And don't be an entrepreneur. That's scary. Don't go out on your own. Don't start your own business. Look at what they did. How many businesses, small businesses, they ruined during COVID. But yet, let's keep the big box stores open, like Home Depot, Costco, and oh, let's not forget about all those pot dispensaries that were necessary, essential. Now the companies, all this DEI, diversity, equity, and inclusion, and they enslave you with a 3% raise and then sometimes not even, while the top echelon rakes in the money. I just saw something that diversity, equity, and inclusion leaders in corporations are making upwards. This was at the University of Virginia, I believe. Upwards of $400,000 to $450,000 a year. How many of you make $400,000 to $450,000 a year to push this evil into companies? Let's not forget Hollywood. Many of them have sold their souls. Remember, when I talk about all this stuff, you probably know someone in government who's a good person. You probably know someone in universities and schools and teachers, etc., who are good people. And I'm saying that there are good people in companies, the same thing. Hollywood, it's not everyone, but the ones that are at the top, you can see it. Go watch my video on YouTube, the most recent one, like evil. Just search evil on my channel and a bunch of them will come up. You can also search abortion and I'll show you all about the abortion. A-B-O, the O's are zeros. So A-B-0-R-T-I-0-N. And you can see for yourself how their symbols, they are aligned to evil. They have sold their souls. This is why they are being so rich, so powerful. So you look at Satan Swift, Taylor Swift. You can look at her idiot boyfriend. They're pushing the vax. They're doing all these things because they've sold their soul so that they can be rich and famous here on earth. As we've heard in the Bible, what good is it for you to gain the whole world but then lose your soul? Eternity is a long time, but these people made their choices. Remember, blaspheming the Holy Spirit, that means you kick out the Holy Spirit and you bring in evil. And most of these people are blackmailed, or maybe they were raised in a satanic worship kind of lifestyle. Look at actors and actresses, brothers and sisters, moms and dads. Think about those people. Even if they may say, oh, I'm Catholic. I think there was one recent with Martin Sheen. I question that. They are deceivers and liars. Deceivers and liars. I truly believe that Mark Wahlberg is legit, though. Let's look at the sports, right? How about kneeling for the national anthem, the hatred of this country? And look at how many people idolize sports. I just saw an awesome video. Let me explain it to you. Wow, this is getting long already. The guy says, oh, look at all these people. They're idolizing another god. And they showed pictures of people from Africa with their face painted and, you know, bones through their nose and crazy hair and different outfits. And they, you know, built temples to these people, or to their gods, I should say, not these people. The people built the temples. And they're idolizing a different god, a false god. And then the guy goes, oh, yeah, you probably can't relate to this. So then he starts showing pictures of people at sports events where the band has a uniform. And all the fans are in the stands painting their face, and they are so crazy and over the top. Have you seen people in the stands? I even know my kids are just hooked on sports. I mean, they're a part of all these different fantasy teams and all that kind of stuff, and they live and die by that. And then they built the temple, the stadiums that fit all these people. I mean, let's really think about it for a second. We are idolizing celebrities and actors and sports figures. Some are even idolizing governmental figures, or, you know, people that are in these prominent positions. Let's not forget the news. Hello, they are totally controlled. I used to believe everything that I saw on TV. A quote-unquote documentary must mean it's true. If you believe in the news today, I feel so sorry for you. I have such angst and pain for people who are still believing the lies. And you can prove it. You can look. Think about how many pushes of the vaccine. By the way, every news channel was sponsored by Big Pharma. Let me lump Big Pharma into this. Think about how many drugs are out there, people, and how many drugs help with other drugs. So you have a side effect of this, take this drug. You have a side effect of that, take that drug. Oh, we're going to try and do this and solve this. I'm not saying all medicine is bad. I'm not. But I truly don't believe that the pharmaceutical companies and sometimes our doctors are looking at our true health. I think I had a pretty good doctor. I don't really go to her much anymore. I'm looking for a naturopath, someone who looks at nature and not prescriptions. Because I know that there are kickbacks that happen and are given to doctors. I remember I went into a doctor that I didn't know. I didn't really have a regular doctor. So it was through my company, and I walked in and I was feeling tired. And she immediately put me on an anti-anxiety and depression medicine. And I was like, wow, I barely even talked to her. I just said I was tired. It was a 5-6 minute visit, and I was already on a drug. You don't tell me that that person was getting money back for that? And again, not everyone is evil. Not everyone is evil, but there are people that are trying to fight for good in all of these areas that I just went through with you. So let's go back to the reading. Saying to the prisoners, come out, that's us, to those in darkness, show yourselves. And they're not showing themselves on purpose. They're showing themselves because of us. Because of what we are sharing with other people, we are shining the light on them. The darkness is where they love to hide and where they do their evil. And when I say darkness too, I mean behind the scenes, where they are like, okay, here are the talking points around the vaccine. Look, now we're 3 years, 4 years done, or past, I should say, the vaccine. And most people are saying that vaccine harmed people, didn't help people. It does take time sometimes to wake people up, but it is our job. So I don't know what you're doing in your circle of influence. Whoever God put in your family, put in your life, it's time to share truth with love. If they don't believe you, they call you a crazy conspiracy theorist, whatever. It doesn't matter. You've got to live for the audience of one now. It's so very important. And in America, this year being an election year, can you see the blatant, and I don't care about politics at the end of the day. I mean, I do, but this isn't about being a Trump fan. I don't care if you're a Trump fan or not. You've got to look at the two-tier justice system that allows Joe Biden, even though he had illegal documents and shouldn't have had them as a vice president, it's the law, but they didn't prosecute him because he's too old. Yet on the same breath, President Trump, being the president, was able to keep the documents. It was legal, and yet they go after him. Look at all of this stuff that is going on in America, and I know it's not just here. I know it is everywhere. We've got farmers standing up. We've got so many people. Prisoners, come out. So I ask you all to pray. What is it that I'm afraid to talk about? What is it that I'm afraid to say because of the backlash of people? I have to tell you, I was so blessed with my husband, Jeff, because I would tell him everything, everything that I would research. And a lot of the time, he didn't agree. But it never came between us. Praise God. It never was something where he was like, yeah, honey, gosh, I don't even want to be with you. You're insane. Never did it get that way. And then when I would show him things, one of the things that he grabbed onto was the transgenders that are walking around today in our lives and have been in our lives for a long, long time, that were dudes and are now girls. That's mostly the ones that he would see. But he wouldn't always identify the ones that were men who are now women. And you may be like, who? Maybe one day I'll tell you about it. But it is a stretch. But why would it be a stretch? Because Baphomet is half goat, half human, half man, half woman. They're all about ruining and destroying God's plan. So in these satanic families, they have, from the very beginning of conception, started to manipulate, pervert, and destroy God's creation so that they were worshiping and making their bodies and their lives according to Baphomet. I know it sounds crazy, but it's not. I will give you one person, one person to look at. And you go search one video. Again, go to Brave, brave.com, use that search engine, or go into Telegram and search videos for Big Mike, aka Michelle Obama, and you will see her dancing with white pants on. And you will see something moving around in her crotch area, his crotch area. I'm telling you, a lot of you will be like, what? You're crazy, Kendra. There are so many more videos and pictures. And why wouldn't this be the case? Why wouldn't a man who's supposed to be the first lady and the first African-American woman, we've got two men that were in the presidency, if you will, tell me that you've never looked at Michelle Obama and been like, holy cow, that thing's like a monster, like a man. Have you seen the arms on that thing? The shoulders on that thing? How much that thing? And I say it that way because it's not what God created. It's a bastardized person. But we all just said, oh no, you know, we don't even think that it could even be a possibility. And fast forward now, back when he was president, back in the 2000s, what, eights? I don't even know when he was exactly president, but fast forward it to today. I mean, when was he president? I have no idea. Maybe 2008 was way too early. But he did two terms, so that could have been. Fast forward to today. And now transgenderism is being pushed on our children in the schools. It's an ideology, and it's evil. But it's been there forever. And I could go back into the 1950s and the 1960s. Can't remember what her name was, but she sold bras. I mean, you can look now where you're like, oh my gosh. Oh, here's another one. Barbara Bush. If you think Barbara Bush was a woman, go look back at some pictures. Oh my goodness. She wasn't just this, you know, chubby old grandma-like lady. No, she's a dude. Wow, I'm really going there with you. But this is the funny thing, because my husband totally saw it. He would sit there and he'd be like, dude, Megan Fox, she has admitted on many red carpet interviews, I'm a guy. I'm a guy, I'm a guy, I'm a guy. Look at the Victoria's Secret models. They're so thin. So thin. Can women even get that thin? I don't know. There are some people that I know that are super skinny. And yes, they have those bodies that are not formerly dudes. But if you look at who put together Victoria's Secret and all of the disgusting stuff, I think it's Lex something or other. I can't remember his last name. All right, now I'm going off on stuff. But this is just another maybe lift of your eyes and ears because you're listening and you're going, what? What? But look, you don't have to believe anything I say. And frankly, you should dive in and do your own research. On my last video, someone came back and said, hey, this isn't true. Watch it. You're going to lose credibility and all this kind of stuff. And I'm like, oh, wait a minute. Show me what you're reading. Give me the information that you are reading. And are you discerning through this? Because the previous comment was on board saying, oh, it reminds me of, you know, when God would go through and jump over the houses that had the blood on it and then turns around and just totally attacks me. Discernment is very important. So you have to discern. You have to pray through everything that I say, everything that you read, everything that you hear, everything that you see. You have to ingest with the Holy Spirit, who the Bible has said will lead you to truth. What do you do when you're discerning? You've got to pay attention to how your body feels. You've got to pay attention to, is this making me uncomfortable? Because three voices we have to listen to, it's Satan, ourselves, and God. So Satan's going to try to be putting things in your mind to disbelieve It's called cognitive dissonance. If you thought that I just accepted all this stuff right off the cuff, you're wrong. I used to look at some of my friends who were bringing this information to me. I'm like, oh my gosh, these people are insane. How could this possibly be? And then when you start paying attention and you start seeing things, now I cannot look at anything without seeing the symbols, without truly seeing the way in which they manipulate us through emotions. That is their biggest thing. Emotional manipulation. That's the whole COVID thing in a nutshell. Let's scare the living daylights out of every person so that we can control them. And let's shame every person and bust up every family through COVID for the vaxxers and the anti-vaxxers. And destroy families, destroy relationships. I know people who still are not together because of their ideological beliefs. Remember, Satan's two strategies. Number one, to keep you sinning. And number two, to destroy every single relationship in your life. And again, back to the readings. Prisoners, come out. Oh, I can't remember what the other one was. Okay. Saying to the prisoners, come out, and to those in darkness, show yourselves. Are you going to shine the light on the evil, regardless of what other people think of you? Regardless. I just threw out a whole big thing. If you think transgenderism is something new, you're crazy. If you think child sacrificing is new, if you're praying the Our Lady of Guadalupe novena, which goes for 9 months and started yesterday, if you missed yesterday, who cares? Go out to Cardinal Burke, Our Lady of Guadalupe novena, and start. Just pray it twice. Start, 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 because we need Our Lady. Back in the Aztec world, they were sacrificing babies. Juan Diego, Saint Juan Diego, was desperately trying to get closer to the Catholic faith. That's why Mary chose him. He was nobody special. But through what she did with the miracles by her image on his tilma, or his shirt, you know, for people who don't know what a tilma is, and the roses and all these other things, millions of people were converted from evil, from sacrificing babies. And you might be like, how could people even do that? Do you think that this is not new? This has been going on for thousands and thousands of years. And we have a satanic worship of sacrificing babies through Planned Parenthood, who use the baby parts. It's money, people. Go look at Abby Johnson, who was a Planned Parenthood director, who was forced and pushed, and she actually got an award because she was one of the best locations of how many abortions she had. She had quotas, people. She was like a salesperson for abortion. And the later the abortion was, the better the money was. And that's the exact same way that Satan looks at babies, the most innocent. And let's not forget that Jesus came into this world as a baby. That's on purpose. Man, I'm on fire today. Okay. All right, I'm going to let you get back to your day. I've got a lot going on. Ooh, as a matter of fact, I have a call. Shoot. Okay. I'm not going to pray today because I'm going to jump on this call. No, you know what? I'll maybe. Hail Mary, full of grace. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for me, a sinner, now and at the hour of my death. Amen. Everyone, pray for your souls in purgatory individually. Pray through everything that you read, that you listen to, that you consume, and allow the Holy Spirit to guide you to truth. We'll talk more about how do you discern tomorrow, because I didn't get into that too much today. I got spun off on something else. I have a call that's going to be coming in a moment. I love you all.
find something more. Truth. Justice. And shining light on the darkness. And have a blessed, with God, sorry, have a blessed and inspired day.